Welcome back to Life Vocabulary. I am Serena Hussein, and we're continuing on with The Creative Act, A Way of Being, a book by Rick Rubin. Grab yourself some chai. We are on Area of Thought 4, I believe. This area of thought begins with a quote. Sometimes there'll be a verse of sorts. There's no author with these, but okay, must be Rick. Turning something from an idea into a reality can make it seem smaller. It changes from unearthly to earthly. The imagination has no limits. The physical world does. The work exists in both. There is so much within this book for us to sort of ponder and reflect on. So I just want to kind of repeat that, wheel it up. The imagination has no limits. The physical world does. The work exists in both. I think what you can take from that is the sort of earthly self, the ego, if you like, and then the inner being. And when we are present and aware of both of these aspects of ourselves, then we know that both are at work. It could be. That's what I'm taking from it, is that even when you can make something exist, you know, into reality, and it goes from unearthly to earthly, it's existing in both. So let's go to Area of Thought 4, which is awareness. There are 78 areas of thought in total. Awareness. In most of our daily activities, we choose the agenda and develop a strategy to achieve the goal at hand. We create the program. Awareness moves differently. The program is happening around us. The world is the doer, and we are the witness. Similar to Michael A. Singer in Untethered Soul. We have little or no control over the content. The gift of awareness allows us to notice what's going on around and inside ourselves in the present moment, and to do so without attachment or involvement. We may observe bodily sensations, passing thoughts and feelings, sounds or visual cues, smells and tastes. Through detached noticing, awareness allows an observed flower to reveal more of itself without our intervention. This is true of all things. Let's just rest there for a moment. Through detached noticing, that's a way I've not heard awareness being described before. I think we have sort of exhausted the word awareness. Detached noticing definitely feels like, it's almost like he's just breaking it down, making it less fluffy or woo-woo, even though awareness really isn't, but I think the way that it's been used so much. Awareness is not a state you force. There is little effort involved, though persistence is key. It's something you actively allow to happen. It is a presence with and acceptance of what is happening in the eternal now. Yes, because, you know, when we talk about being present, we are not only observing, we are embracing, accepting what is. We are not resisting it. We're not analyzing it either. We're observing it, but we're accepting it for what it is. As soon as you label an aspect of source, you are no longer noticing, you are studying. This holds true of any thought that takes you out of presence with the object of your awareness, whether analysis or simply becoming aware that you are aware. Analysis is a secondary function. I'm smiling because I just mentioned that and I haven't read this yet. The awareness happens first as a pure connection with the object of your attention. If something strikes me as interesting or beautiful, first I live that experience. Only afterward might I attempt to understand it. Though we can't change what it is that we are noticing, we can change our ability to notice. We can expand our awareness and narrow it, experience it with our eyes open or closed. We can quiet our inside so we can perceive more on the outside, or quiet the outside so we can notice more of what's happening inside. We can zoom in on something so closely it loses the features that make it what it appears to be, or zoom so far out it seems like something entirely new. I like this way of sort of almost inviting us to play with awareness almost. The universe is only as large as our perception of it. When we cultivate our awareness, we are expanding the universe. This expands the scope, not just of the material at our disposal to create from, but of the life we get to live. The universe is only as large as our perception of it, you know? We do set so many limits on ourselves, don't we? It's easily done. It happens. It's so common. Our perception of the universe can sometimes be so small, so tiny. We're kind of just looking at things through this little hole because that's where we're sort of like currently got our tunnel vision. When we cultivate our awareness, we are expanding the universe. The cultivation requires a process, requires effort, requires practice. And let's go back to the practice bit. Though we can't change what it is that we are noticing, we can change our ability to notice. So it's about sort of almost developing this ability. We can expand our awareness and narrow it. Experience it with our eyes open or closed. We can quiet our inside so we can perceive more on the outside, or quiet the outside so we can notice more of what's happening inside. We can zoom in on something so closely it loses the features that make it what it appears to be, or zoom so far out it seems like something entirely new. You could almost play with this, couldn't you? There are some meditations where it asks you to observe what you're hearing on the outside and then coming back to yourself and observe the sort of sounds, maybe your heartbeat, your breath. This book is wonderful because it's giving us an opportunity to bring our selves and our sort of whole selves, our attention to being. And then out of that, what comes? What can we create? How can we express ourselves? What comes next? And how exciting is that? I'll see you in the next one. Area of thought 5. It's next.